Elevator. See home, Mom. Elevator. One in the door. On the way are. See home, Mom.
Hey guys, this is Elle. New week, new podcast. So I just got back from my Easter trip with my family. Literally, like, just got back 30 minutes ago. My daughter was asleep when we got here, and my son went straight down. So, and my husband had to run out to pick up a few things for our business. So I thought I would get in a podcast, because you got to get them where you can with your kids. So I had plans about something I wanted to talk about in last week's podcast, but I don't remember that anyways. But I spent time with my family, and every time I hang out with them, it's always really amazing. We always talk really, really, really late into the night. And this time they just really helped me, like, talk to me about being a mother. And I don't know, I just thought I'd share some of the insight and, I don't know, go from there. So one of the things they talked to me about is the fact that, okay, so let me give you guys a little background. So, you know, you raise your kids, or at least you attempt to, right? In the best way you know how. And so there's some things that you just remember your parents doing, or your aunts and uncles, or your grandparents doing, and you just mirror those things. and so that's kind of the easy things. And then, like, with my daughter, there's lots of things that she just picks up that I don't even really feel like I teach her. Like, she speaks really well and really clearly, and she pretty much potty trained herself, and she goes to sleep no problem. Both of my kids sleep no problem. We didn't make the decision to like structure that early on when they were young, and it seems to have worked, but it didn't really feel like I was doing much. But when it comes to things like discipline and stuff like that, those are things that I feel like you have to make a decision on, you have to be consistent about, you have to decide how you're going to do it. So, you know, the generation before us, the generation before us, they were more into, like, using physical discipline, like spankings or, and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't plan on spanking my daughter or my son. And so, that means I've got to really think about how I'm going to discipline. And so at first I was turning to books, you know, and the books were saying things like no time out, or, you know, take them out of the situation. One of the suggestions they made is, let your kid tell you why they're frustrated, write that down. They'll really like that. And those things were all true. They actually all work. My daughter loves it when I ask her why she's frustrated and to write it down. Sometimes she tells me she's frustrated just so that I'll stop everything I'm doing and, like, you know, focus on her and write it down. Because a lot of times your kids, when they're acting out or being frustrated, it's just because they want more attention, which is fine. But there's just, and, you know, you can talk to your friends and they'll tell you things they want to do, but there's just nothing, I don't know, there's just nothing like family. So, you know, I went to visit my family this weekend. And I was just talking to them about stuff and kind of just telling them that, you know, my daughter was kind of, she doesn't like to leave a place. And so when we have to leave, it's kind of like no fun for anybody. And so I really just didn't know exactly how to handle it. She'd kind of like flail, and that would a lot of times end up in me getting hit. I don't necessarily know that every time she was intentionally hitting me or anything like that, but they gave me the idea of telling her before we got there how it was going to be when we left. So, you know, hey, we're going to this place. When we get there, we're going to have a great time. And then when it's about 10 minutes before time to leave, you know, mommy will let you know that it's 10 minutes, and then mommy will let you know that it's 5 minutes, and then we're going to have to go bye-bye. You know, it's not the time for us to get frustrated, because otherwise we might have to make a different decision about whether or not we're going to come at all. And so when it's time to go, I need you to stand up, give everyone a hug, and then walk to the door so that we can leave. Kind of like that. I don't know that it's going to exactly go like that because I haven't done that yet. The other thing they talked to me about was, like, you know, obviously being consistent and being firm. And so if that did happen, saying, we don't do that, and then maybe separating her from the situation. So, like, let's say the biggest thing is my daughter's favorite game in all of life is chase. She wants you to chase her all the time. And so never out of malice, but she will run from you because she wants you to run after her because that's what you're going to do, right? If your kid runs away from you, especially in a public place, you don't want to lose them. So you run after them. But I've been trying to teach her that if she wants to play chase, she has to ask before she can run away. Because I don't want her to like run out of a front door into a parking lot or something like that. And she's never done that before. And I doubt she ever will, but you just don't know. And you don't want to take the chance with your kid's life. Right. So, and I know that she doesn't have a bad heart. And so it's a weird place for me because I'm not actually angry, but I need her to know that it's important not to do those things. So they talked to me about just like, if we're in a store, taking her out of the store, making her either stand outside or something like that, like with me, obviously, for like 60 seconds and then coming back in. And to her, that's a really big deal because she likes to be in the midst of everything and doing everything. And so having to leave the store is huge. And they just said, you know, get ready to be inconvenienced for, you know, a couple weeks, maybe a couple times. And then after that, you won't have to do it anymore. But doing it now, one, it's better for your kid because they're little right now. And in the grand scheme of things, it'll help them be safe. And then when they're teenagers, it's been established that you're the parent. And so you don't have to worry about them like yelling at you or like, you know, because when you're teens, like teens in private use cuss words all the time. You don't want them using them at you. Or like, and because the thing is, think about this, okay? So now, you know, it's small things that are about her safety. But when your kids are teenagers, like there's a lot of stuff you don't want them to do. And so you need them to respect you so that they don't make those choices so that they can stay safe. Because that's your whole goal, right? You want your kids to be safe. Although you want them to have a great life and to be happy, you want them to be safe. And so just establishing that you're the parent. And so that was hard for me because first of all, I was letting frustration get in the way because I just wanted her to listen to me because I was trying to keep her safe and I was trying to do all this talking and she's two. I'm using too many words. and then, you know, there's also this feeling of desperation because I don't want her to get hurt and all of those things just can cloud your ability to parent well. And so it's just really important that you know what you're going to do before you come to the situation. So I feel like a lot of times with parenting, the first time an issue comes up, you don't necessarily know what you're going to do. And so you might just like try something random. But after it happens, I think it's really good to stop and think about it and figure out what you want to do and then do that. And so that's kind of what I did with this. And so then it happened again because my daughter's favorite game in the whole entire world, you guys, is chase. And so I did that. I removed her from the situation and it made a huge dent. Never again did she do it. Also, there had been maybe a couple of times where she had like intentionally hit me because she was upset. Never did it hurt or anything like that, you guys. It's not like horrible. But I kid you not, I can see her like bringing her hand back now. She will not make that choice because she doesn't want to like get in trouble, whatever that means. And so I was just amazed. I did this twice today and already it's changing. And so I was just like, I am so thankful for my family. Like, thank God for my family. First of all, I was able to just be really vulnerable with them and tell them, you know, I'm looking around me and all my friends, they just, you know, I feel like they're just doing it perfectly. And it's so funny because my other friend, she sent me a thing she saw on Instagram that says, don't compare yourself with people on Instagram that you don't know. But she was like, she's like, edit that and say, don't compare yourself on Instagram with people you do know. Because the thing is, like, everybody's lives are different. Everybody has struggles with motherhood. It's just really hard as a mom to just go and support each other, like to not compare and to just mother your kids the best way you know how, and to like speak to each situation individually. So I feel like a lot of times with friendships, you tell them about how you do things. But I felt like when I went to visit my family, although they were telling me how they were doing things, they wanted to be very clear that they didn't want me to just do it that way. Like they wanted me to figure out what was most comfortable for me and change it how it fit me the best and to do it that way. Because they said there's only one, you know, there's like 5 million right ways to parent and like a few wrong ways. You know, one, not caring. Two, just like just letting your kids go wild and do whatever they want, or like not making an effort. But most of the time, if you communicate with your kids and you love them, you know, things turn out good. It's just hard for me because I know without a shadow of a doubt that I have some kind of issue, right? Like everybody's got issues. I know I have issues. And I know that when you have an issue, those issues in some way trickle down to your children or they affect your kids in some way. And so I already just feel like, I don't know the word I'm looking for exactly, but like apologetic. I don't know if that's the exact word, to my kids for the things that I'm not doing right. And I know it's important to teach them grace and like mercy so that they can offer me that. And I try to offer them that as well. It's also like, where's the balance between offering them grace and being willing to change your mind and also being firm, you know, and where's the line of where I'm just being finicky. So like kind of trying to find that place and find that balance. And it's funny because I've said on here a lot of times that I've been overwhelmed by motherhood, and my grandmother was like really concerned, I think. And I want to be really clear. Like, it's not that being a mom overwhelms me. I love being a mom. There's nothing else I'd rather do. I want like 50 more kids if I can. But what my aunt, both of my aunts, I was talking to them this weekend, the thing that they noticed and that it's true, it's that I get overwhelmed by wanting to do it perfectly. And it's not going to be perfect, and that's okay. I just want my kids, and I've said this probably a million times, to know how much I love them, to know they're loved, to know they're valuable, to know they're important, to know that I don't care what they look like, I don't care what kind of job they have, I don't care what grades they get in school. What I care about is that they know that I love them, that they love themselves, that they walk confidently in that they love the Lord, that they know that I love the Lord, that they can, when I'm not around, that they can always call on Him, because I want them to know that He's their safety point. Like, those are the things I want to give my kids. I want them to know that family is important. I want them to learn how to be in a good relationship so that they're not like just getting their heart beat up a million times over. How to be in a good friendship, how to value family, those things. It's just, those are the important things, right? And so sometimes that gets away from me. And I will say this, it is guaranteed that if I feel overwhelmed, I am also exhausted. So it has to come from lack of sleep plus something happening. And so the thing is, I just have a hard time, let's say in that day that I didn't get sleep the night before, the next day, you know, obviously I have my children, and let's say, you know, my oldest acts out, and I respond, and maybe I feel like I respond just a little too curtly. Like, I don't yell at her, but maybe I like sound irritated or annoyed. And I'm not just like, I'm not responding from a place of like it's important to be firm with your kids and consistent, but instead I'm responding like emotionally. I'm not just like I'm acting like this choice that she's making it too is just this big deal. Like, I don't want her to feel like that, because it's not true, right? I am the parent. It's my responsibility to be the bigger person, to communicate well, to those kinds of things, to be responsible with my emotions. And so when I'm not, even though there may be a good excuse, I feel bad. And that's what overwhelms me, I guess. But my family said to me, you know, that they were talking to me about my kids and that they are doing amazing and that they are amazing and that they listen really well and that that I just have to like let go the goal of perfection and instead like try to love them, make sure I communicate to them like that I'm the parent and like go from there. So it was so simple but so huge. One, they made me feel like I'm doing a good job, and I forget that sometimes, you know, like I just forget that I am doing a good job. I'm a good mom. And the thing is, like, I compare myself to my friends, but I just feel like they're all so amazing at it. They've got it so easy. But the thing is, like, I'm seeing a little window, and we're all good moms. We all love our kids. They're all well-behaved. Like, and we're all going to do it differently, but we're all going to end up with the same result. We're going to end up with great kids who know they're loved and important and valued, and we're going to have great relationships when they get older and be successful in life. And so I just need to worry a lot less. But yeah, so that was kind of it. I had a blast. My kids stayed up super late and they were held by everybody all the time. And everyone was talking to them and doting on them. And my daughter loved the fact that, you know, her brother would stay in the room with my husband so he could go to sleep, but she would get to come with me to like stay up late and talk to, all the aunts and my grandmother and her Gigi. And then, you know, we went to bed. She went to bed before we were done. We didn't finish till like 2 a.m. I put her down at like 10:30 or something. But for her, it's just such a big deal. And I just loved that. I loved her looking around at everybody and just having so much fun. And even though she was exhausted probably half the trip because she does need a nap. Yeah, you know, like she still had the best time ever. And that's another thing that they told me about. So, you know, I don't know why, but I felt kind of like shame for the fact that my kid needed a nap. Like my kids are accustomed to, they like to wake up, be up for a little while and then take a nap. And then we like to go out in the afternoon. It's just, I don't know why, I don't know how the schedule got set up like that, but it just is. And so a lot of times I try to push them when someone wants to do something to kind of go out earlier, and I'm always pushing them through that nap time, and then they're getting home late and doing it, and that's just hard on them. And my family said, you know, for these years right now, if you have to make that sacrifice of, hey, I'm just, the best time for me to hang out is like late lunch, you know, like my kids like to take naps at like 9:30, 10, like it's, they only sleep till like 12 usually or 12:30. So it's not that late. And you know, the occasional like morning activity is fine, but we just like to hang out in the afternoon more. I really don't know why, because I feel like most people with kids love to do it in the morning. And I do, you know, my daughter did this like modeling thing and it was like at 8:30 in the morning and it was like the perfect time. So like between 8:30 and 11 is fine, or like after 12:30 kind of thing. So it's just trying to figure out the balance in that. Random side note, like I'd always wanted to have that house where everybody comes to, and so my husband and I have been trying to do that more, like host people over and stuff like that, and my daughter loves it. Now it is hard work and you've got to like cook and clean and da 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 da, but my daughter opened the door, she's rolling on the floor screaming and squealing in delight. She's so excited when people come over. And so we just made the commitment, you know, we're just going to do this more often. We loved it. We had a great time. We love having people at our house. And so we're just going to keep doing it. And so it doesn't matter if it takes time. Eventually it'll get easier and easier. And I feel like that way about motherhood. Like I feel like the more I do it, which is every day, the easier it gets, the more relaxed I feel, the more at peace I am. Yeah. And there's, I don't know. It's just great. So Yeah, I feel like I've spent a lot of time on this podcast complaining rather than just because I was getting caught in my own head rather than like really seeing it for what it was. So yeah, that's everything. Just wanted to kind of share with you guys what I got out of this weekend with my family and just kind of give you guys the same out. Don't have to take everything you read face value. Just because you read it doesn't make it right. You can read it and decide if you like it or not. And when you talk to your friends, you know, like, don't compare. Listen to them and really try to help them and really try to understand who they are and how they want to parent their kids and go from there. And, you know, don't try to fit them into the mold that you have for your own parenting way. I have to do that too. And and then listen to how they do things and take those things and mold them into the way you want to do it. And yeah, that's my thing. So have a great week. And I love you guys. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.